Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Andrew White. Andrew, I understand we're going to have really a mild week this week and humidity's dropping.
Yeah, it's going to be really pleasant weather the next couple days. Temperatures are going to stay in the upper 70s to lower 80s with little to no humidity. It do looks like we'll start to warm up later in the week with maybe a few chances for showers and storms. But up until then, it's going to be really great to be outside.
What days do you think temperatures or thunderstorms are likely?
Yeah, so it looks like storm chances are going to move in Thursday night into Friday, with the best chances probably during the day on Saturdays for this week.
Do you think anything will be severe with those?
There could be a few stronger storms, but it's a little early to be too concerned about severe weather.
All right, and what are the heat indexes looking like?
Yeah, so we do look like we're going to warm up later in the week. You know, temperatures in the 90s are going to return on Thursday into Friday. Friday's looking like the warmest day of the week, where heat index values could be close to 100.
When you say pleasant temperatures these next couple of days, what else can we expect?
You know, it's going to be, you know, lots of sun. You know, we're going to, you know, very few clouds in the sky. The winds will be fairly light. So just generally pleasant conditions.
All right. And what about going on later this weekend?
Yeah, so we had the storm chances Friday into Saturday. And then it looks like as we get into early next week, conditions are going to be, you know, fairly seasonable with temperatures in the mid-80s.
Are we seeing sort of less than normal rain to this point than what we normally have?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a very dry start to June, and with the dry weather the next few days, and not much is going to be coming with improvement-wise with that. We're running over 2 inches below average for the month already.
Are we in any sort of drought condition at this point?
So it kind of depends on where you are in the state. There have been some drought conditions that have spread in. Across the Indianapolis area, we're just outside of the current drought monitor, but areas to the northwest near Lafayette and then down towards Evansville are in what we consider D1, which is considered a moderate drought, while more widespread conditions of abnormally dry are present.
What do you think, for those who maybe don't look at the drought monitor a whole lot, what do you think moderate drought means?
Yeah, so that's, you have your lawns have begun to, dry out, starting to kind of turn that brown color. A lot of the crops will start having issues starting to dry out, where they may have some stress that may end up impacting yields later in the summer.
Okay. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that does it.
All right. Meteorologist Andrew White with the National Weather Service. Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.